And we're back. Seasons don't fear the reaper. It's fall, and you can tell. And you are tuned in to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Pizza Box Mike filling in for Matt Flynn, direct. You know, I really like Matt because it's like, he's not, you know, I don't know how much older he is than me, but he, you know, he's got more wisdom than me. I'll give him that. He's got more life experience than me. And he's also, you know, worked in politics at higher levels than me, which is cool. That makes us a little more diverse, right? Where the bottom tries to connect the people that are, you know, protecting democracy and trying to, you know, create laws to benefit the people of the country. But it's so easy for me to see where it all needs to start. And it needs to start at the bottom, okay? The people that need and deserve the most in this billionaires taking rockets in the sky kind of economy. How do you think they're able to do that? Now, anyway, you did see that, right? Where I must have been a month ago when these guys, or 2 months ago, these guys started taking rockets. And I'm like, you know, there's like a motive for this, you guys. You don't have that kind of money and risk your life going into space unless you've got some ulterior motives. And, well, now we know. We want to build a space station up there, right? Bezos is going to, he's taken all the workers' money. And now he's going to fly into space. And he's going to build a space station. And I keep telling people the reason for that is they know more than the rest of us about climate change and the destruction of the environment, since they're the ones that cause the most damage. You can't become a billionaire without damaging lives and the environment, okay? It's just not possible. You can't work that hard. None of us can. You'd have to have 1,000 clones probably working at a, you know, a really good wage to try and do something like that for 40 years. So anyway, you know, watching all these people come in and testify about, you know, redistricting, and man, listening to Robin Voss was just, man. And I was in the overflow room watching it, because you got to sign up and get in line to get into one of those hearings, right? And there's no space in there till somebody comes out, another person can go in, right? I didn't really want to go in because Robin Voss was talking, and I don't know if I could contain myself. He was so smug and so sarcastic and so racist and ignorant, as he usually is. But I got a shot at him. Because I got, it was my turn to go in, and oh, this seat right here in the corner, and this is where, you know, in the back, in the corner, and all the Republicans are over on the side here chuckling, you know, and it's always funny to watch them when somebody says some really smart-ass comment coming from Voss or another member on the Joint Finance Committee, and to see them on the side going, yeah, that was a good one, wasn't it? You see that? Well, that was really good. Yeah, Steinke. Representative Steinke. You can see, you know, I understand why these guys don't legalize marijuana when you look at Steinke. All you got to do is look up his record, man, and the drunk drivings and hit and runs and stuff like that. Were those things used to disqualify people to run for public office? That now has to be part of your resume as a Republican. I'm not kidding. I am not kidding. How do you just sweep that stuff under the rug? Well, come on. You know, it's always that, well, that was years ago. Well, you guys are still tagging me for stuff that happened years ago. Student loans, speeding tickets, whatever. We all had to pay ours off. And some of us, you know, were meant to run for public office, and some of us were meant to run others out. And that's the side I come from. And hey, you never know. I mean, if it gets, it's going to get worse. If it gets so bad that people are afraid to serve in the assembly or the Senate, then I might run. It'll be fun. But could you see these guys if I was the governor right now? These Republicans? I don't think they'd be laughing too much. I'd go further than what Evers has done. I like Evers, man. You know, decent guy, right? That's what politics is supposed to be about. We saw some of that yesterday when when there wasn't one person there to testify on behalf of gerrymandering. The only ones were the Republican legislators and their lawyers. I wonder if that lawyer was like a high-priced one from Illinois, because that's what Voss does with our state tax dollars, right? Along with the $686,000, you know, to prop up Trump and the January 6th insurrection, try and make it look like the Democrats cheated, right? Well, I've been cheated by both parties, I'll admit that. And there was, you know, there was a explanation of, you know, Democrats have done this in the past as well. Yes, they have. That's why being an independent thinker outside the box allows you, it should allow you, to contend with those people within your own party. But if you try and do that, you know, with the legislator up front, you can't do it in D.C., man. If I could get to Joe Manchin, oh, man. I don't know if I could make him cry, but I sure as hell would try, right? Because that's what breaks these guys down. Why humanize people who have been legislating and dehumanizing the rest of us for their own benefit? So when I tell people that I'm here to disrupt and disrespect, I mean, first of all, I should try and disrupt this corrupt legislation that you guys try and jam through us every time, and pretty successful, I might add. So, okay, I have to get mean. And that's what I started to do, right? I saw Mark Bourne. Oh, poor Mark Bourne. You know, he's on committees now. He's done his job with the Alec playbook. He just kept his nose to the stone, right? Or nose to Voss's, you know what, right? That's what happened. Okay, so then you get rewarded. Well, now that you're rewarded and you're a big shot and you seem to have digested that your job is to ruin other people's lives through your legislation, Mark Bourne walks by and I was like, I wish you were never born. And he turns and looks. And of course, he recognized me because I've been mean to him in the past, right? And I probably will be again. And he just kind of lowers his head and shoulders. And that's how you know that, you know, you're not even going to push back when I say something like that. That is totally spineless. I mean, call me a name. Say your last name fits. Something like that. But don't just cry or cry. I don't think any... I don't think they shouldn't be surprised that I'm showing up now. Of course, I did explain to some people that, you know, I had to take a break, man. I had this, you know, cancer stuff going on, take the kidney out. And, oh, my gosh, COVID's coming. Well, that's going to screw up the job. Cancer's back and spreading. Can't deal with this. Well, then we better go back to the Capitol. But I did let people know that, you know, spending 14 months with grandkids that are more diversified than the entire Republican Party, you know. I'm proud of my Irish, Jamaican, Latino grandchildren. Just beautiful kids. And I'm glad that they have me as a grandpa so that they know that not all white people are jerks. Because they've already experienced that, too. And certainly their father has, my son, has, you know, he's seen all that, you know, cops pulling guns on you and stuff because you're black and you talk too loud to the guy at the register because he wouldn't switch the wrong pack of cigarettes with you. Little things like that can end up in death for people like my son and anybody that's non-white in this country, man. I'm going to the Capitol to pick on white guys. If that upsets you, join me. We will be back after this break. I'm going to go look for Matt Rothschild. Hope he's coming in. You should have heard him yesterday. If you didn't, I hope he can come in and tell you about it.